Okay, so you want to act in a movie. That's great. It's also exciting. Do you know what the casting steps are? Do you know exactly what happens for you to get booked in that movie? Rather than discussing the steps you need to take, I'm going to share with you the process of casting talent in the movies. By the end of this episode, you will have insight and understanding that could possibly change your approach to your movie career. On this important episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach, welcoming you to yet another patio, another podcast video on what it is to be an actor, what it is to have an acting career. Questions, comments, insights about acting and actors on this podcast video, also known as a patio. I'm your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach, and I've been doing this podcast for some time now, and I'm excited that you are here today talking about the process of getting cast in a film. It's one thing to just want to be in a movie. It's another thing to really have some insight and understanding about what actually takes place. I think you're going to find this really valuable. At least I hope you do. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say, wow, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Casting Actors Cast. Hey, listen, there is a website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. You can get free video, a video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know, But I'm Going to Tell You, in this 20-minute free video. That's all if you fill out that form on the website that says Dive Into the Talent Pool. Also, there's a free book on doing voiceovers, 100 pages PDF. You can download it, read it on your device. It's called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. Like I said, it's 100 pages of really, I think, useful performance-oriented workshop material that is in many college and university training programs right now. You can have it absolutely for free. Also on the website, there's a place called Jeff's Jots, and that's my attempt at being a little cute. And that's just literally show notes that correspond to each of these episodes so that you have a cheat sheet. You have some additional material that you can use. So that's all you have to do. Simply go to that website. If you want to email me or you want to submit your video, if you want me to take a look on the air of your self-submit video, your self-tape, please go to castingactorscast@gmail.com. There you can ask some additional questions. There you can submit video, and I might choose your video to show on the air. That's gotten really popular over many episodes. So I think if you're interested and you want some free feedback on your video work, very, very cool that you can do that. Also, finally, I just want to do a quick shout out to those folks who promote Casting Actors Cast on their websites, and I'm returning the favor. We'll be right back after this. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. www.castingactorscast.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And I hope that we can work together soon. Alrighty then, let's just jump into the subject at hand. And it's really, I think, valuable to discuss finding or discovering the process for finding and casting talent for a film. Exactly what is that process and how does it work? You know what? There are many steps involved. And before I start getting into these steps of what it is to cast an actor in a movie, I want you to know that there are variations in this. This is not sort of etched in stone. This is more like a general idea of the process. But I still think it's valuable because I think once you have an understanding of what it actually takes to make it happen, I think you'll have a greater understanding and appreciation and insight that can actually help you. I think that'll make sense as we get a little bit deeper into the weeds on this stuff. So the process is very, very first. The producer finds a script and the producer then decides to produce it. Now, the producer can come from an artistic background. Maybe they have a really great interest in or background in producing movies. Or maybe they have a financial interest. Maybe they're thinking, gosh, I can make a lot of money, so I think I'm going to put money and be a producer. So there are many ways in which people can become producers. But first and foremost, the producer finds a script and then options it. They literally purchase it for a period of time so that it can get produced. Now, sometimes a producer will option a book and then turn it into a script. That also happens many, many times. But the first step is that the producer finds a script and then makes the decision to produce it. The next step is the producer then crafts a budget and a strategy for how this project is going to work. Literally, it is about when are we going to shoot this movie? Does it require interiors, exteriors? What's the location? What's the budget based on the cast, based on what the story is you are telling? What is the vision of that project? Once the producer gets an understanding of what they're looking for, then they put dollar signs to it. They decide, well, how much is going to produce an excellent product? And so a good producer has a good idea about how to put those numbers together. A new producer doesn't necessarily have that information, but they will reach out and find people who can help them craft the budget. So number three, once that budget is set, the producer then seeks out the casting director for the project. That is when the casting director is brought in. Now, producers, many times, if they don't really know the casting director market too well, maybe this is their first project, or maybe they're thinking that this particular project requires a very special kind of casting director. That's when the producer will go ahead and put some feelers out and perhaps even interview potential casting directors for the project. And so the casting director is literally a hired gun for the project. And once the casting and the producer meet and they have an interview for the film and it looks like it's a good match, it's a good fit, then the producer hires the casting director. Now, you should know, this is number five. When a producer hires a casting director, many times a casting director has an agent. Does that surprise you? Yeah, we actually, in McCorkle Casting, we have an agent that helps negotiate the parameters of some of those feature film projects that we are working on. And like I said, we are now, I don't know, we're 7 or 8 projects that we are working on actively at this moment. And so having an agent to do that negotiating means that we can spend time on the casting process and less on, you know, the money part of it. Once the money is set, then the producer hires the casting director, or actually sometimes the casting director might have a business partner. So I'm also a business partner at McCorkle Casting, so I negotiate some of those contracts as well if we are choosing not to use an agent. But it's important to know that that's when the producer says you are hired. So I think that's kind of interesting because many times actors don't know or think about how that comes into being. And what I think is fascinating is that many times casting directors are a lot like actors. We're looking for jobs. We're sort of putting ourselves out there in terms of interviews. We have a track record based on the work that we've done and the type of casting we've done. And so it's very much similar to what an actor has to go through. All right, moving on to number six. After that hiring takes place, there are multiple meetings that take place. The meetings take place with the producer. Many times the director is added in and the casting process is discussed. Specific parameters of the roles are being discussed. By this time, the casting director and the casting staff have all read the script. There have been many kinds of discussions and the sort of what we call the wish list from the producer or the director is also discussed. And then casting will simply discuss the talent choices that are based on the budget, the vision that the producer and the director have, and the requirements of the role. I think that kind of makes sense. But what you might not have thought of is the extensive nature of those meetings so that we can all be on the same page, we being producer, director, and casting. The next step, usually, and this is number eight, the casting presents lists of possible choices and ideas for consideration. Now, these lists can consist of very, very well-known actors for this movie. It can even consist of unknown actors, but the casting director should be very knowledgeable about the work that that actor has done. And so choices are sort of shared with that producer and director and discussions. Now, what's interesting about this part of the process is sometimes the producer will go, boy, that's perfect. That's exactly right. That's exactly what we're looking for. Or sometimes they could say, you know, I like this quality, but I'm not sure about that quality. And so that's when we sort of feel each other out for A, what's the talent that's out there? And B, what is the director or producer really looking for? And so those discussions end up taking, you know, a healthy period of time. But now the production team, and that's not casting, those are the people that are working for the producer and the director. They produce what's called a lookbook or Bible. And this is kind of a neat device. The lookbook or Bible is really, I think you have to think of it as a flip chart, a promotional piece that actors who might be in consideration for the role get sent through their agent. And what it is an idea of the style of the movie, samples of kinds of movies that this particular film might be like in the style of. And so there are pictures of sets. They're not the actual sets. They can just be, you know, they can just be stock photographs. But the idea is that the lookbook gives an impression of what casting is looking for. The lookbook is also used in a way to help entice agents, to help entice actors get excited and get more familiar with the style of the piece. Now, this is done sometimes to help stimulate the next step, which is reading the script. So the next step as far as casting is concerned, and this is step number 10, is the availabilities are investigated for the main actors of the project. In other words, once we have an idea of the actors that we are interested in and think would be right for our project, we then pitch the idea to the reps, the agents and the managers. We provide the scripts. We also include the lookbook materials. The whole idea is that casting is now actively seeking out specific talent for the project. And that's the most important thing to keep in mind. That's why the lookbook or the Bible, which is basically a synopsis of the film, those are included in all of that marketing material. Now, the next step, number 11, is that the casting director will publish what's known as a breakdown with the role descriptions, the dates of the production, the budget of the production, as much information that is known. when it's going to be shooting, the overall budget, who's directing, who's producing, and that goes out onto Breakdown. Now, you know, Breakdown Services is Actors Access, for example, and there are several other Breakdown-type organizations that will publish the information so that agents get this information into their emails. Then, of course, agents will submit, this is number 12, they'll submit the talent for the individual roles. And they will also do what's called pushes for their actors. For example, an agent thinks that one of their clients is going to be absolutely perfect for this role. And that's when the agent will call up and say, I'd like to push this particular actor because I think that they are spot on for what you are looking for. And then sometimes it's the casting director that says that's great, or sometimes the casting director has to be a little more aggressive about trying to get those better known actors to read the script and perhaps get interested in the project. And that's when the casting director has to have lots of conversations with the agent or manager and say, your client would be great for this. Here's the lookbook. I really would hope that your client would be interested in at least reading the script, maybe have set up a discussion with the director. All of those things kind of happen simultaneously. But once the submission goes out, everyone is aware that this movie is going to be cast. Then actors are requested to submit. The agents will submit on their behalf, or sometimes we'll send a scene to the agents to get to the actors, or sometimes we will open that up for any actor who is interested and might be right for this particular role. We ask you to put the scene on self-tape and send it back to us. Usually, almost always, through the casting service called Breakdown Services. At least that's the one that we use at McCorkle Casting. There are many others that are out there. There's Frontier. There's just many, many. But to make it sort of easy, the Breakdown Services is the one we use almost exclusively. So that's the one I know the most about. So we will send selected scenes to be sent back to us in the form of self-tapes. And those go into our inbox. Then we have the duty and the responsibility to take a look at those self-tapes. And we make choices of the self-tapes that we believe fit the parameters of that production, fit the concept of what the producer and the director are looking for. So there are some people we have to screen out only because they might be really great, but they might not be appropriate for what we are looking for. So we make specific selections of self-tapes for that producer or the director to take a look at and give some feedback on. Now, some producers, they don't want to see 150 submissions. They want us to narrow it down, and that number can vary anywhere from 5 to 100. It doesn't really matter to us, but we don't necessarily want to waste the producer or the director's time. After all, they've hired a casting director to have the good sense, good taste, good judgment, and experience to help make some of those decisions. And so we send those off to the casting director. Sorry, we send those off to the producer or the director for approval. And then number 15 on our list of what it takes to cast an actor in a movie, finally offers are made to the talent using the following methods. One is a direct offer. We make an offer letter. We describe the dates and the parameters known as day out of days. How many days of the production do we need this particular actor? The money, of course, is discussed at that time. Usually the money is based on the budget of the film. And so sometimes on lower budget feature films, then the number is going to be a little bit lower according to the SAG-AFTRA determination based on the film's budget. And then sometimes higher budget movies, there's more work involved, the amount of time that that actor is working on that film. So all of that is discussed, and it's a direct offer that's made usually through the agent, manager, or to the actor directly if the actor does not have representation. Final negotiations then take place between the production company and the talent rep. Although casting will sometimes do some negotiating, depending upon the projects, more often than not, Once the casting is set and the actors are decided on, it then becomes a production policy for legal, for the producer, and the talent reps to talk about the amount of money for the actor. Is it being scale? Is it scale plus 10%? Are there points involved? What are the perks involved? And that negotiation usually takes place between the producer and the talent rep or the talent directly. Number 17, talent is hired and is contacted by wardrobe. What does that mean? Number 18, casting is complete. Unless or until the shoot schedule is completed. So the casting director is there. If there's something that happens, let's say the actor can no longer continue on, we need to have backups and replacements. Sometimes during the course of a shoot, an additional character might be added. There are other dynamics that can take place that bring another actor into the entire process, which starts all over again. During the casting of a feature film, all kinds of variables can take place. Just remember that. So considerations of budget, location, time frame, the circumstances all play a part in the process of casting an actor. Now, while it's difficult to share all of the variables, getting a sense of how it works can help you gain insight and knowledge for your career. This has been a lot, but I hope it has been helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in to this patio, this podcast video. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.